Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Dalet, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. So the first sugya, really, that permeates the beginning of Perek Chelek is Chiyas HaMeisim. Specifically, the Gemara was looking for sources, Mekairis in the Torah, to Chiyas HaMeisim in the Torah. We discussed Chiyas HaMeisim of Loss of Lavoi. So the Gemara from there digressed into a episode of Chiyas HaMeisim that took place in the past. That's mentioned in Yecheskel Perek Lamed Zayin. It's the Avtoira of that Tzomas Yeveshois, a very cryptic nevuah where Yecheskel's told to go into a bika, go into a valley. You're going to see many, many, many atzomos that are very, very, very dry. Hashem tells Yecheskel to be mechaya those atzomos and go tell Klai Yisrael that just like those atzomos Yeveshois were infused with a new energy, with a new life, so too Klai Yisrael, despite the fact that their situation seems very bleak right now, they too will be infused with new energy, they too will be infused with new life. And the Gemara discussed who exactly were the Meisim Shehechi Yecheskel. One man, the Omar, related those Meisim to the story of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, who refused to bow down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, as mentioned in detail in Sefer Daniel, Perek Gimel. Hashem performed a miracle, and despite the fact that Nebuchadnezzar threw them into a Kivshon Ha'esh, a very, very hot burning furnace, still they were able to come out alive. We have a whole Amid Gemara, a Daf Gemara already, that discussed the miracle of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and the Gemara is going to continue discussing Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. But then, at some point towards the earlier part of the Daf, the Gemara is going to digress from the Nebuchadnezzar, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, from Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Zayin, and Daniel, Perek Gimel, to get into an entire different topic, also Nach, and that is the story of Chizkiyahu, specifically Chizkiyahu and Sancheriv. But before that, just to really understand the next few lines of Gemara, you have to be familiar with the Perek HaNavi. And this Perek HaNavi repeats itself twice. It's a Melachim Beis Perek Chof. It's also in Sefer Yeshaya Perek Lamites. Let's read it from Yeshaya Perek Lamites. It's only a few psukim. We all know the story of Chizkiyahu, who was very sick. Chizkiyahu didn't want to get married. He saw Baruch HaKodesh that he was going to have a son, Menashe, who would be a Rasha. He's one of the people that are mentioned in our Mishnah, Ve'ilu She'ilam Chelek La'olam Abba. And as a result, he didn't want to procreate. Hashem sends Yeshaya Navi to him. He gives him Teichacha. Chizkiyahu tells Yeshaya what his cheshbon was. Bahadi kafshid rachman olamalach of Masechtas Brachas daf Yudav Al of fame. A lot of raid and hashtags that we've spoken about over the years regarding that Gemara. A classic Gemara. Brachas daf Yudav Al. Eventually, Chizkiyahu marries Yeshaya's daughter, and he is zoicha to have the gzeira lifted from upon him. He has a miraculous refuah. The pasuk says that Ba'isahi sholach meroidach baladin ben baladin melech balad. Svarum uminchal Chizkiyahu vayishmak yichol vayachzak. So the king of Babel at the time, whose name was Meroidach Baladin Ben Baladin, he had heard about what happened to Chizkiyahu. He heard that he was very sick and he had this miraculous refuah. So he sends him a gift. Baruch Raf Roifei Choylam. Vayishmak aleim Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was very happy when he received this gift. Vayarim es beis nechoyso yes hakesev es azov es apsom. So the people that came and delivered the gift, he gave them a tremendous covet. He showed them his treasury. He showed them all the money that he had, all the besamim, which was very valuable that he had. Ves Hashem and Atoif, ves Kol Beis Kelov, ves Kol Hashem Nimtza by Tzroisov, lo yehoyodover asher leherim Chizkiyahu beveis v'chom hamshalte. There wasn't a thing, a valuable asset, that Chizkiyahu didn't show this delegation that came from Bavel to bring him a gift. Immediately after these people leave, Chizkiyahu gets a knock on the door. Who's there? Vayova Yeshaya Novi al Melech Chizkiyahu. Vayomer Eilov. Tell me, Ma Amru Anoshim Eilov. Who are these people? I understand that you just hosted guests in the White House. Right? Who are they? Umeyayin Yavoyu Eilecha. Vayomer Chizkiyahu. Me'eretz Ruchayko Bo Eilai. Mi Bavel. They came from Bavel. Vayomer Moro Bevesech. And what did you show them? Vayomer Chizkiyahu. He says, I have to be honest with you. Es Kol Asher Bevesi Ro. Lo Yehoyodova Asher Lo Yehirisim Bo Yitzroi. He said, there wasn't a thing that I didn't show them. Vayomer Yishayel Chizkiyahu. So immediately, this is very brief, Yishayel tells Chizkiyahu, Shmad Var Hashem Tzvokos. I want you to hear what Hashem told me b'nevuah to come tell you. Hinei yomim boim, days are going to come. V'nisa kol hashem b'veisecha. V'asher otzra v'isecha ad hayom hazeh bavel. There's a day that's going to come where people are going to come again from bavel. But this time it's not going to be on friendly terms. This time it's going to be on very hostile terms. And they're going to take everything that you showed them and they're going to bring it back to bavel. Churban bayis rishon. Lo yivaser dover amar hashem. Nothing is going to be remaining. U'mibanecha asher yetzim emcha asher toilet yikachu. And children that are going to descend from you, your enoch are also going to be taken. And they're going to be sorisin behechal melech bavel. Vayomer chizkiyol yeshayo toiv dvar Hashem asher dibarto. Vayomer ki yeshalim emes biyomer. I accept it with ahava, with love. I realize I made a mistake, and unfortunately, if that's what it is, then that's what it is. So one of the nevuahs, and the one that pertains to this morning's daf, is that Yeshaya tells chizkiyol umibanecha sheyetsim emcha shetoyv dikachu. Some of your descendants are also going to be forced into captivity. They're going to be sent to Babel. And they're going to be Sarisim Behecha Babel. Says the Gemara, who are these people? It's referring to Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Azaria. And as we mentioned at the end of the daf yesterday, it was Machlokes Tana. Daniel, everybody agrees, was from Shevet Yehuda. He came from Malchus Beis David. Came from Rus. The question was Hananya, Mishael, Azaria. So the Gemara is going to say that this is referring to those four Nevi'im, under the premise that they were all from Malchus Beis David, they all descended from Chizkiyahu. Either way, Zokti Gemara, Mibanecha sheyetzim emcha sheteilu yikachu, v'hoyu sarisim beheicha melech bavel. My sarisim, what does it mean when we say they're going to be sarisim? So Pashat, a saris is an officer, but that's not what it means. Rav Amarav says sarisim amish. They're going to be a saris in the sense that they won't be able to have children. Rav Chanina says, shen estaris avayda zara biyameyem, that these are going to be people that are going to cause avayda zara to take a big hit, have a big downfall. When Hananya, Mishael, Azariah refused to bow down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, and then this great miracle happened, you know what happened? The stock of Avodah Zarah plummeted. It went down. Right, we learned the Gemara yesterday, where even the Yidden that had previously bowed down to the Tzelem, they said, L'cha Hashem atztok of Alonu boishas haponim. So Saris is not referring to them, but it's actually referring to the Avodah Zarah that became like a Saris. It stopped proliferating. Its stock was affected as a result of the miracles that happened to Hananya, Mishael, Azariah. Zok Tegmar, Bishlam, Ilman, Damon, Shin, Nisar, Savit, Nizar, B'yimeim. Bishlam, Yikon, Taman, Damon, that says that they themselves were not Asaris. It was the Avodah Zarah that became Asaris. Hainu Dechsev, that's Pshan, the Pasuk that says, V'chaval lo Isai behoy. It says that when Hananya, Mishael, Azariah emerged from the Kivshan Ha'esh, unscathed, it says that they were perfect. So it makes sense. They were perfect. But if you're going to tell me they were sorisim, how could you say they were very imperfect? They had a terrible mom. They couldn't have children. What it means is that they were unscathed from the fire. But it doesn't mean that there wasn't a blemish or any other physical ailment that they were struggling with. But the Gemara says, "Bireach nur lo odas b'hoy." It says specifically that the fire didn't affect them. So if it says already, "Bireach nur lo odas b'hoy," then when it says, "V'chaval lo isa b'hoy," doesn't it mean "V'chaval lo isa b'hoy" that they didn't have any other issues that they were dealing with? Forget the fire. So the Gemara, no, they're both referring to the fire. Loi chavla v'loi recho. When it says v'chaval lo isa b'hoy, it means that they weren't wounded from the fire. When it says v'reach nur loi adas b'hoy, they weren't affected from the smell, from the smoke of the fire either. So the Gemara, Bishlam in the Mandamon Shin Esar Sovei Dizor B'Yimei, Bishlam in the Mandamon that says that the reason Hananya, Mishael, Azariah referred to as Asaris, Hainu Dechsev, that's Pshan in the Pasuk that says, Koyamar Hashem, La sorisim ashi yishmu es shabsoisai u bocharu basher chafotzti u machazikim bevrisis. This pasuk sounds familiar. This is the haftorah that you say on a tiny sibur. So Hashem says to the sorisim ashi yishmu es shabsoisai u bocharu basher chafotzti machazikim bevrisis. What does Hashem say? Venosati lem bevesu vechemoisai yod v'shem toy bibonim u bibonis. They have nothing to worry about. Just because you're a soris doesn't mean you lost out. You're going to have a yod, a shame that's going to be better than banim ubanim. Shame oila meten loy. Asher lo yikar. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, bishloima, according to the mandama that says, Nistar savoy dezar biyameyem. I understand the pasuk. But according to the mandama that says that Hananya, Mishael, Azariah were real sarisim, mishtoi krob ignusa de tzadike. Why would the pasuk refer to them as sarisim? In other words, the Gemara understands that that pasuk, and that's in Yeshaya Nun Vav, is referring to Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, the same sarisim that I mentioned in Yeshaya Lamites. If that's the case, why would we refer to these tzaddikim as a saris? So if saris has a positive connotation, they cause the Avodah Zarah to become sarisim, so it makes sense why we would just refer to them, Masiach Lefitumai, as sarisim. But if you're going to tell me that they were called saris because they had a mum, because of a blemish that they have, it has a negative connotation. So if it has a negative connotation, why are we referring to such tzaddikim negatively? So the Gemara says that you have to say, hava ha, hava bahu. Even the mandamer that says that they were literal sarisim, he agrees that the word saris means something else as well. It also means that they caused the avodah zarah to become sarisim. Tarti b'mashma, and in that pasuk they're being referred to as sarisim because of the positive connotation, not because of the negative connotation. But the Gemara asks another kash. Bishlam in the mandam of sarisim, how much bishlam in the mandam that says that they were real sarisim? Hainu d'chsev beveisu v'chay moisa yod v'shem toy mibonim v'mibonis. Look at the next pasuk. What does Hashem say? Koyamar Hashem la sarisim asher yishmo yashab soisai. You have nothing to worry about. Why? Ki choyamar Hashem that nosati lehem beveisu v'chay moisa yod v'shem toy mibonim v'mibonis. That even though you're a saris, meaning you can't have children, you can have something that's even better than children. So if they were literal sarisim, then it works. If really they weren't sarisim, they had a shtib mit kinder, they had doiris and einakloch and zeyach chai v'kayumo, then why in the world are they being told now that you're going to have something better than banim mibanis? They have banim mibanis. So the Gemara says, you have to say, Amar Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, mibanim shahayu lehem kfar v'meisu. You have to say they weren't sarisim, according to that manda Amar. They had children, because why shouldn't they have, had they not been sarisim? But the children died, and that's why they were getting a bracha, a time mibanim mibanis. So Pasha, you read the pasuk, Hashem's talking to the saris who can't have children, and he tells him, you're going to have a shem oilam, which is better than banim mibanis. But now, you know the rest of the story. Really, they weren't sarisim. They had children. The children died. When we refer to them as sarisim, it's actually in a very positive light. It's because they caused avodah zarah to become a saris. And what does it mean, toiv mibanim mibanis? It's because they had lost their children during their lifetimes, and that's why they're getting something that's going to be better than banim mibanis. But either way, that haftarah that we learned so many times during the course of the year, who is the saris, or who are the sarisim mentioned in that pasuk? Koyamar Hashem la sarisim. It's Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Va'azariah. My shame oilam etem loy ashaloy yikaris. What's the shame oilam that the sarisim are going to get? Amrav Tanchin Darish Bakabar B'tzibar is the Sefer Daniel. Shenikra al shmoy. The shame oilam is Sefer Daniel. That Daniel, till today, has a Sefer named after him. It's something that not everybody merited. So Daniel gets a safer Daniel. That's the shame oilam etnoi. Freak the Gemara. Mechti, call me lida Ezra, Nechemya ben Chachal Yomir. We know that who wrote Sefer Ezra? Nechemya ben Chachalya. Nechemya ben Chachalya, my time alo ikra sifra al shmei. If so, why is it called Sefer Ezra? Shouldn't it be called Sefer Nechemya? Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, mipnei shehechzik toiv la'atzmei. The reason it's called Sefer Ezra, not Sefer Nechemya, is because Nechemya did something that lost his zchus to have a Sefer named after him. Shenema zochra li elikei l'toiva. So we don't really have time to go into Nechemya also. Now, it's just there's so much we're going to have to get to this morning. But Nechemya was one of the two leaders of the Jewish people right at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So Ezra, of course, was the one that led the Oile Goyla, the Oile Bavel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He was the one that put everything in order, make sure that spiritually Klal Yisrael were where they needed to be. So who shaped Klal Yisrael in the beginning of Bayis Sheni? Yeshua ben Nun led Yidden into Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of Bayis Rishon, or when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time. Shloimeh HaMelech built the first place of Mikdash. Who led the Yidden in to Eretz Yisrael for the second time after Golos Bavel and really oversaw Binyan Bayis Sheni? That, of course, was Ezra. But Ezra had a partner. His name was Nechemya. Nechemya ben Chachalya. Nechemya had previously worked for the Persian government. And the Persians at the time, they were calling the shots. Hashtag Daryovish. And Daryovish was the one who gave the Yidden permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Nechemya was a very close advisor to Daryovish. What happened was, after Yidden built the Beis HaMikdash, so they had a Beis HaMikdash, which was wonderful, but at the same time, Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael was still suffering from the destruction of Churban Bayis Rishon. As a result, they were very vulnerable to enemies. And the Kutim, a lot of people were giving them a very hard time. And Nechemya meet somebody who comes from Yerushalayim, a Yerushalayim Yid comes with the Bekicha and the whole nine yards. He comes to Persia and Shushan and he meets Nehemiah and he tells him, he says, Nehemiah, you know, the Yid in Chutz Laaretz thinks we have it so good in Yerushalayim. Yeah, there's a Beis HaMikdash, it's true, there's a Kohen Gadol, it's Gevaldik. He says, but you know what's going on, you know what we're dealing with on a daily basis. And the Pasuk says, Nehemiah took it very seriously and he went to the king of Persia and he asked him if he would give him permission to go to Eretz Yisrael to see if he could keep him Masadar. And he was granted permission and he goes up to Eretz Yisrael and Nehemiah works together with the people. They fortify the city and these are psukim that are all mentioned in Sefer Nehemiah. And they go and he does unbelievable things. So, looking back in history, it was Ezra, really, together with Nehemiah. They were the ones that led Klal Yisrael during that period. So one of the exchanges, when Nehemiah is talking, he's communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he turns to Hashem and he says, you remember, Hashem, all the wonderful things that I did for Klal Yisrael? I didn't get paid. I did this b'mesiras nefesh. It wasn't easy. Zachri li alekai l'toiva. And because he spoke that way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if things were coming to him, because of his mysterious nefesh, he was punished. What was the punishment? He will not have a sefer named after him. So even though he wrote Sefer Ezra, it's going to be called Ezra, it won't be called Sefer Nehemiah. But the Gemara says, David Nami Meimaram. Didn't David say the same thing? David was davening. David was coming from an entire different angle than Nehemiah was. Nehemiah felt that something was coming to him, and it was as a result, he doesn't have a sefer named after him. Now, the obvious question is, Nehemiah does have a sefer named after him. If you look at your local Navi, you're going to see you have Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah. There is a sefer Nehemiah. So what's going on over here? You have a whole Gemara over here that says that Nehemiah wrote Ezra, and really Ezra should have been called Nehemiah, and the reason he's not going to be called, it's called Ezra, not Nehemiah, because Nehemiah is going to be punished. Daniel was like, but not Nehemiah. Nehemiah, to the contrary, Nehemiah was punished. What's going on? We have a Sefer Nehemiah. It's interesting that it's clear, if you look even in the times of the Rishonim did not have a Sefer Nehemiah. It's very interesting, we don't have time to go through it this morning, even though I brought it with me. But there's a Gilyan Ashas, a Masechta Sukkot, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where Kiveger brings a whole list of Marim Mekoymus on this, where you find Psukim in Sefer Nehemiah that are mentioned in the Gemara and by Rishonim, Rashi there, Sukkot Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi in Parshas Hazinu, Perek Lamed Bei Pasuk Chavov, if you want to look it up, where the Rishonim are quoting Psukim in Nehemiah and they refer to it as Sefer Ezra. Why is it Sefer Ezra? I thought it's Sefer Nehemiah. The Teretz is this Gemara right here. He brings the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph Beis, where the Gemara goes through all the Ksuvim and the Gemara goes through everything from Tehillim to Iyev to Mishlei to Rus, and it doesn't mention over there, it doesn't mention Nehemiah. Again, it's this Gemara right here. Nehemiah is not supposed to have a sefer named after him. Yet somewhere, things got a little bit confused, famished, and we now have sefer Nehemiah. So it's brought down B'Shem Dechida that he writes in, I think in two of his Svarim, he says that Vaistois and Shemayim, they forgave Nehemiah for that there that he did. Meaning that really there should have been a Sefer Nehemiah. It was an Oynish to Nehemiah for his Aveira. But somewhere, B'meshach HaGolus, imagine how many hundreds and hundreds of years it took. But somewhere along the way, his Chet was forgiven. And because his Chet was forgiven, that's why the Chidah, that's why today we have a Sefer Nehemiah. But either way, Zokti Gemara Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yosef says a different reason. You want to know why Nehemiah was punished, that there's no Sefer Nehemiah, B'nation, Sipur B'gnusim, Shal Rishonim, because he spoke negatively, disparagingly about the Rishonim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'apanchel yisho Rishonim asher lefonai hichbidu alohom. Va'yikhu mehem belechem v'yayin achar kesef shkolem arbot. He was comparing himself to people who had previously ruled over Klal Yisrael. He said, they ruled, they took taxes, they were hichbidu alohom with an iron fist. He says, me, it's a democracy, it's very, very different. So he spoke negatively about people from Friya Digadiris, and that was a problem. And you know why it was specifically a problem? Because you know one of those previous rulers were? Daniel. Meaning he was speaking negatively about Daniel. Va'af al Daniel, shagodavimenu siper. And that's already bad. Says the Gomenod of the Godavimenu. How do you know that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? As if there's a tzad in the Gemara that maybe Nehemiah was greater than Daniel. You see who Nehemiah was. So the Gemara says, how do you know that Daniel was greater than Chsev? And this is a well known Gemara of Megillah Daf Gimel fe, not that Aleph, Gimel fe. So Daniel describes this Mara, that he witnesses. He says he's together with other people. He saw it, they didn't see it. But despite the fact that they didn't see it, they ran away to hide. Who are those other people? So Daniel's together with Chag Yischai Malachi. Daniel sees something. Chag Yischai Malachi don't see anything. But even though they didn't see it, they got scared. There was a charoda gedoyla that was nafla aleim, and they ran to hide. Says the Gemara. Inu adif minev, iu adif minev. Chag Yischai Malachi were greater than Daniel, but Daniel was also greater than Chag Yischai Malachi. How so? Inu adif minev, inu neviim, iu lav navi. They were neviim. Daniel wasn't a navi. We'll get back to that. The iu adif minayu. Daniel was greater than Chag Yischai Malachi. The iu chaza, because you see, he was able to see this mara. Then uloi chazu. They weren't able to see the mara. They weren't able to see why they get angry. Even though they didn't see it, their mazel did see it. Rashi says, what does it mean, their mazel? Every single person has a malach that's oimed lefanav. You have them. Every person has his own unique malach that guides him, that takes care of him, that protects him. Every single person has it. You have all the malachim that protect everybody. But at the same time, we all have individual malachim. So their individual malachim saw Rashi in Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. By the way, this is the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Beis Amud Beis. Adam de Islay Mazla. Rashi says two pshat. And one pshat is you have a malach. It's your sar, protects you from the Shor Shanagach. But either way, so it was the malach that saw, and the malach, not bad. So the malach is protecting. The malach is protecting Chag Yischai Malachi. And that's why they knew to get scared. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabino. So Rabino said, Shma Mino, Hayman de Mivis, Avagat Il Loichazi, Mazloi Chazi. If you ever get scared, you're not sure why you were scared, your Malach is looking out for you. Maita Kante, so what should you do? Okay, I mean, you don't even know what you're afraid of. What should you do? Lynch of Miduchte Abar Garmidi. So, first thing is you should jump Dalid Garmidi, V'inami or Likri Krishma. Alternatively, you can learn Kriyashma. V'koy b'mokam atinoifes. If you're in a b'mokam atinoifes, where you can't say Kriyashma, lay mahachi, then what you should say is, Iza de beitavcha shmeina minoy. Because apparently there's a mazik that's trying to get you. So you should turn to the mazik, and you should tell the mazik that the goats in the slaughterhouse are fatter than me. There's a little bit more flesh on the bone there. Better go there than start up with me. It's interesting. One of the things the Gemara says is that if you find yourself in a situation where you're scared, you're not sure why you're scared. So apparently it could be there's a ruach or a mazik of some sort, so either jump dal garmidim, inami, likrei kriya shema. So what comes to mind is the Balaturim. The Balaturim says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hapasik maschel b'shin u'mesayin b'dalid. Shema and Echad, right? It ends with a dalid. Why? Shin dalid, that's a shade. Because Shema is a special Shmira min amazikin. Shema protects the Yid. So Shema is a Shmira min amazikin. So you see, a person finds himself in a situation, a very obvious sushtel, that's what he should do. Exhale. So before we go weiter, and we start a whole new topic, Chizkiyo, Bloch Beis, Yeshaya, we're going to be varfing nach in a minute. So before we go weiter, just a few ha'aras on Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Daniel. So first of all, let's go backwards. So we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, Daniel says that he's walking together with Chag Yischai Malachi, three great Nevi'im, the three last Nevi'im. Daniel says, I see something, they don't see it, but even though they didn't see it, they were afraid. Says the Gemara, you see from this story that Chag Yischai Malachi were greater than Daniel, but also that Daniel was greater than them. We know Chag Yischai Malachi were greater than Daniel because they were Nevi'im, Daniel wasn't enough. But you see from here that Daniel was also greater than Chag Yischai Malachi because he saw, whereas they didn't see. Shtel tzach da fraga, how could you tell me Daniel wasn't a Navi? If you ever learned Sefer Daniel, Daniel 101 is he's communicating, he's getting Nevuah, he finds out about Chorban Bayis Sheni, about the Asur Lavi. Some of the most esoteric Nevuahs of all time are Sefer Daniel. If Daniel's not a Navi, who was a Navi? So the truth is that if you look at Rashi, on this Gemara, Sachtes Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, it's very obvious that Rashi was bothered with this kasha. Says Rashi, De'inu nevi, shenisnabu li Yisrael, b'shlichusay shal makam. Chag Yischai Malachi were sent, b'shlichusay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go talk to Klal Yisrael. V'hu, as opposed to Daniel himself, he was never given a nevuah. There was never a specific message that he was given to go tell the Yidden. So you want to know if Daniel saw a nevuah? You want to know if he was tapped in? If he was communicating? Of course he was. What's the question? Learn it say for Daniel. Daniel saw things that nobody ever saw. Shem was megala the cage to Daniel. Daniel saw unbelievable things. But at the same time, he was never sent with a specific shlichus to go tell the Yidden to do something or not to do something. And as a result, he doesn't go down as a Navi. I think a very obvious sushdel to this Rashi in Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is another Rashi. Rashi al HaTorah in Parshas Va'era. So the pasuk over there says, when Hashem tells Moshe, I want you to go to Paroi and tell him, let my people go. Hashem tells Moshe, Reina Saticha Elokim LeFaroi. Your brother Aharon, he's going to be your Navi. Zok Rashi, Kitargumai, what does Yenivyecha mean? Yeh miturgamantcha, he's going to speak on your behalf. He's going to be the speaker of the house. The Chain says, Rashi, kol loshen nevuah. Every time you find the word nevuah in Nach, kol loshen nevuah. Hakol Rabbis. Every single time you find the word nevuah, you know what it means? Adam ha-machriz u-mashmiel om-divrei tachachis. It's from the same lashon, yeh nevuyecha. This is a spokesperson. This is someone that's getting up. He's talking. He's giving divrei tachacha. V'hu migzeras nivsvasayim. Comes from the word nivsvasayim. It's miloshen talking. Yonuv chachma, etc. Either way, says Rashi, what does the word nevuyecha mean? Kol loshen nevuah. It's not miloshen seeing chaloymois and chazyoynois. It's miloshen talking, being mashmia, being machriz, going and publicly proclaiming and declaring certain things. That's what the word Nevi'echa means. So it's Gevaldik, Rashi L'shitasai. Daniel wasn't a Navi. You know why he wasn't a Navi? Because what's a Navi? A Navi is someone who sent B'shlichus HaShem Makoim to be machriz, to be mashmia, to give divrei teichacha. Daniel never had such a mission. Being that he never had such a mission, it's very posh, it's Gevaldik, why he wasn't called a Navi. But I'll just tell you a beautiful Maramach. We don't have time to go through, we don't have time to do anything. But but just one Maramach. I think that, yeah, that's just kedai to know. There's a fascinating Ramban right at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera, not Vayera. Vayera, Vayera, Elov Hashem, Be'iloine, Mamrevu, Yoshe, Pesach, Oyel, Kechay, Mayat. So we all know the story. It was Shlishi Lamila, Avram Avinu wasn't feeling well because he couldn't do Achnasas Arkham. He's sitting outside, and Hashem sends three Malachim. They look like people, takes care of them, Achnasas Arkham. And they eventually give the besura, Ke'es Chayu L'Sara Bein, Avram Avinu, you're going to have a child, Ke'bi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara Gevaldik. The Rambam in the Ma'ir Nevuchim says something very controversial. He said, Vayera Elu Vashem, never happened. This never happened. This was all a Nevuah. This all happened in Avram Avinu's dream. This was a Nevuah, a Cholim of some sort. And the Rambam says the way you're supposed to read the Pasuk is Vayera Elu Vashem. That's the heading of the Pasuk. What happened in that dream, in that Mara HaNavuah, in the Vayera Elov Hashem? And then the Rambam takes this idea and he explains other parashas in the Torah along the same lines. He says, Yaakov never fought a Malach. Yaakov fought, how do you fight with a Malach? You ever fought with a Malach? He says, you can't, it's not possible. It was all a dream. And the Rambam goes, Kesed, and he says things like that. Either way, the Ramban brings the Rambam right here in the beginning of Parashas Vayera, and he vehemently disagrees. I'll just read to you the punchline. The Eilid Varim Soisra Makasev. He says what the Rambam's saying are contradicted by Pesukim in the Torah. Aser L'Shoimam. It's aser to even hear things like this. Afki L'Hamamahem. Certainly can't believe it. So Ramban took a very strong position. But either way, Toich Dvarav, where they discuss whether you're supposed to understand these parashas literally or they were all in dreams, the Ramban goes into a very lengthy discussion where he talks about certain yesoidis of nevuah. And one of the things that the Ramban says is as follows. He says that you find people that were communicated with Malachim, they had Gili Elio, the Rebbes, right? They communicated with Malachim. So he said, that's not Nevuah. If somebody communicates with a Malach, that's not Nevuah. It's on a whole different level, a whole different Ramah. But someone that communicates with a Malach, that's not Nevuah. Which, by the way, contradicted what the Rambam writes in the Moira, because the Rambam says that really all Nevi'im, all they did was communicate with Malachim. The only Navi that didn't communicate with a Malach was Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the tifkeit of Aspaklari Amirah, of why Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was on a whole different level. Because it was only Moshe that had his nevuah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not by communicating with a Malach. So So meaning, according to the Rambam, every Malach, Yeshaya, Yechesed, they all, who did they speak to? They spoke to Malachim. Ran says, no, you're wrong. Every Navi spoke to Hashem. Because I know people that were Nevi'im that spoke to Malachim. And Zok, the Ramban, I'll prove it to you. Because it's a Gemara, Megillah, Daf Gimel, Amar Aleph. And it's also a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik, Dal, Amar Aleph, that says Daniel wasn't a Navi. Freak the Ramban, Daniel wasn't a Navi? How could you say he wasn't a Navi? And the Ramban says, by the way, very Geshmak, Daniel's in Sefer Ksuvim. It's not in Sefer Nevi'im. Because he wasn't a Navi. He said, but how could you tell me he wasn't a Navi? Who was a bigger Navi than Daniel? Says the Teretz says, because you know who's talking to Daniel and Sefer Daniel? It's Gavriel. Gavriel HaMalach. So being it's the Malach Gavriel, if you communicate with a Malach, that's not Nevuah. And he says, Rambam, I don't understand how in the world you can explain Daniel not being a Navi. The fact that he was communicating with a Malach, according to you, doesn't say that by definition it wasn't Nevuah. So what is the Rambam going to say? He's going to say, take a look at Rashi. Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. But either way, a fascinating Marim Mokim. You want to know why Daniel wasn't a Navi? Rashi seems to say it's because he was never given a Shlichos. And L'churitz, Rashi L'shitasai, and Parshas Va'era, that Navi is Miloshin Nivsvasayim, Machriz, Mashmiya, Divrei Teichacha. Daniel never had that Shlichos, that's why he wasn't called a Navi. The Ramban proved his Shita from Daniel, and that is that someone who only communicated with a Malach, someone that didn't have direct access, that in and of itself did not make him into a Navi. But just one more Ha'ara before we go weiter. Two more hours before we go by there. Again, working backwards. So we had the Gemara yesterday, where the Gemara says that Boaz meets Rus for the first time, and Boaz gives Rus six barleys. And the Gemara says, six barleys? I mean, that's what you give someone? You give somebody a cup of coffee, right? Six barleys? That's what you give? So the Gemara says, Remez, Gadol, Ramaz, I was trying to be Miramister that there were six people that were going to descend from Rus, namely David, Moshiach, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, and each one of those six people are going to be blessed with six milas. And Mar spoke about all six of them, what their milas were, specifically Mashiach. And then we're going to digress for a moment about Mashiach. It says Mashiach is going to have a koyach one day that he's going to be able to be Mariach Vidoy. It's really Psukim. It's Psukim in Yeshaya. That the Mashiach, when he is going to judge people, so it's not going to be based on what he sees, it's not going to be based on what he hears, but he's going to have b'mezukta Yiddish news. He's going to have a smell at a situation, and based on that, his instincts are going to tell him, you're guilty, you're innocent. It's going to be using the chush hareach. He's going to have this koich. The Gemara says, bar koichva, that was his downfall, because everyone thought he was Mashiach. Even Rabbi Kiva thought he was Mashiach. But he didn't have this ability to be Mariach Vidoy. That was checkmate. That's how we knew that really he was a Mashiach. So I'm going to tell you a Dover Neuer from the Heilige Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar says, and he writes it in Maimer Chodesh Sivan, Maimer Dalet Ches. But when he introduces it, he says it's a Yesoid Shekosafti Kama Pa'amim. He's written this many times in his forum. And that is, why was it, or why will it be that Mashiach's Koyach is going to be the Koyach HaReach. Why Koyach HaReach? More than any Koyches. So he says a Dover Nifl. He says, we know the Gemara Brachas Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Minayin Shem Avarach HaNal HaReach. How do you know you make a Brach on Reach? Boy, Ramin Ebesamim, Shenema Koyla Neshama Tahalol Ka. Is a Dover Shana Neshama Nehenes Mimeno? Veloy Haguf Zeh HaReach. Viksiv Kola Neshama Tahalol Ka. Reach is a Hanah that the Neshama has. Koil haneshama tahalol ka is a makar that you make a boy remina nesamim, because when a person smells something good, his neshama is having hana. He says, why the neshama? Why does the neshama have more hana from reyach than it does from achila, from touching something, from seeing something? So he says a dover nifla. He says that when Adam Arishon and Chava ate from the eight sadas, their guf became nifka. It became incomplete. It was a terrible avera, and Adam Arishon went from Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet to Adam Arishon La'achar Achet. He says, if you look at the psukim, all the chushim, all the senses of Adam and Chava were complicit in the chet of the Eitz Hadas. The pasuk says, Vateira ha'isha, she saw. Vatikach, she touched. She took it. Vatoichal, she ate. Vayishmu, they listened to what the Nachash had to say. All the chushim, with the exception of one, the chush hareach. And being that the chush hareach did not play a role in the chet of the Eitz Hadas, says the Bnei Yisachar, wasn't nifkam. Or it certainly wasn't nifkam on the same level. So it's for that reason that the chush hareach is the only thing we have that's me'ein odem arishan kaidem achet. Therefore, it's more linked to the neshama than the other chushim are. That's why kaila neshama tahal ka is eza udavar shanashama nehenes mimeno v'loy haguf zeh hareach. And that's why Mashiach va'asal lava is going to have this special ability to use this koyach hareach, that sense of smell, more than the other senses, because it's that sense that was never affected by the chet of the Eitz Hadas, as opposed to the other senses. But just one final aura before we go by. And there, so we had the whole Daniel Perigimo. The Gemara is right here in Perek Chelek, Chananya Mishal Vaz, and they have this unbelievable miracle. They throw into the Kivshon Eish, and then they make it out miraculously. Amazing things happen. And then the Gemara makes a tremendous dick. The Gemara says, after Daniel Perek Gimel, Chananya Mishal Vaz, I never heard from again. Fake word, Leichon Oslo. Where did they go? Like, where, they were such tzaddikim, you would think they contributed somewhere along the way. Where did they go? So the Gemara says, Rav said they died by in heart. Shmuel said that they died from the spit that people were spitting at all the other Jews, embarrassing them. Now, why couldn't you do what Hanani Mishal Ba'azari did? Rabbi Yochanan said a third pshat. Rabbi Yochanan said, Odu Eretz Yisrael. They went up to Eretz Yisrael. V'nasu Noshim, they got married. V'hilidu Banu B'banois, and they had children. So I saw in the Sefer Rinas Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Tzorotskin Shlita, shout out to Dovi, who said pshat in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, based on a medrash rav, and it's really, if you look inside, it's almost a mefurish medrash. The pasuk says that after the akedah, vayoshev Avram el na'arav. Yeah, Avram goes back on the Arav. He goes back to Eliezer, Eved Avram, and to Yishmael. Yitzchak isn't there. Fake the Medrash for Yitzchak Heichen. Who? Where did Yitzchak go? Rab Brachy b'Shem Rabbanit Taman Shalchu Eitzol Shem Rumei Terah. You know where Yitzchak was? He went and he sent him away. He sent him to go learn Torah. Says the Medrash, Mashal Isha Shenis Ashram Yipilcha. There was a woman who had a business and she became very wealthy. She used to know how to spin thread. She sewed. She was a seamstress and she made a lot of money from it. Amra, she said, Hoyul min haplach hazeh his hasharti. Being that I became wealthy, I made so much money from this plach. Oid ein izaz mitachas yadi loylam. I'm going to make sure, not sell the business and try to find something else to do. I'm going to work with this. This is how I'm going to continue going, because I see I did so well from this. Kach Omer Avram. That's what Avram Avinu said. Avram Avinu just overcame the ultimate test, the 10th Nisoyan, the Nisoyan of the Akedah. So what did he say? Why did I have the ability to overcome this Nisoyan? Where did I achieve this greatness? It was Einoy Ela B'Shvil Shoh Sakti B'Torah B'Mitzvahs. It's because I learned Torah Mitzvahs. L'fichach, it's for that reason Einoy Roitzah Shetazos Mizari Loilam. I see the koyach of Torah. Torah is so unbelievable. Avram realized what he had grown personally from Torah. That he came to the point where Avelikim Nisas Avram, he was able to be Ahava, take his only son where everything was supposed to come from. Take his son, servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which in the eyes of the people would almost look like he was violating Melech, but it didn't matter. This is what he was going to do for his Ahava. How did he come to that? Madre was Torah. Torah had the ability to transform him. So he says, if I just did so well with Torah, you know what I want? I want to make sure my son also has Torah. See, he sends Yitzchak to go learn the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever because he now realized the Koyach of Torah, that people find themselves in life in a matzav in a Nisayan, and what gives them the strength to overcome the Nisayan, Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. And nothing expressed this more than the Nisayan, the Akedah, in Avram Avinu's mind, and it's for that reason, what do I want my son to do? I want my son to go learn Torah. And then the Medrash says, you find a very similar thing somewhere else. After Chanan Mishal Vazayah thrown into the Kivshon Ha'esh, they're also not heard from again. Where did they go? And the Gemara brings all the Pshatim in the Gemara. Maybe they died by in Hara. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Shinu Es Mekoyimam, V'holchu Lahem Eitzel Yeshua ben Yoitzadak Lumay Mimenu Torah. See, the Medrash tells you the rest of the story. Our Gemara just says they retired in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, where'd they retire? No. They went to learn Torah. They went to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. You know why? For the same reason Avram Avinu sent Yitzchak to learn Torah. Because they just realized what they did. They couldn't believe it themselves. Wow, we were even been assigned. We refused to bow down to the Tzelem. We were prepared to go into the Kivshon Ha'esh. How will we be able to even been assigned? And by the way, the punchline is not, why will we zeicha to the miracle? Why were we zeicha to have the strength and the fortitude to be able to look this Nisayan in the eye and to be able to overcome it? And they knew the answer. The answer is Torah. If that's the case, enough. We're not working for Nebuchadnezzar anymore. We're retiring. We're going up to Eretz Yisrael. We're making Aliyah. We're going to go to Yeshiva. We're going to learn. Because they realized that it all came from Torah. Either way, next topic. But before we go weiter, a little bit of introduction. We're all familiar with Chizkiyo HaMelech. Chizkiyo was introduced for the first time in Nach, in Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Ches. The Pasuk says, Vayi b'shnas sholosh lo hishaya ben Ela melech Yisrael, molach Chizkiyo ben Achaz melech Yehuda. So Chizkiyo was a melech Yisrael, but he ruled at a time that Eretz Yisrael had been divided. So Eretz Yisrael had been divided into two groups. After Shlomo HaMelech died, his son Rechavim became the next king. There were a lot of people that didn't want Rechavim to be king. They were moirid in the malchus of Rechavim. They formed their own coalition, their own government, and as a result, there was a civil war. There were the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, separate kings, separate constitutions. It was run completely differently. Yeravah ben Nevat was the first king of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Rechavim ben Shlomo, he was the first king of the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. It was going to remain this way for a very, very, very long time. At the time that Chizkiyo became king, Eretz Yisrael had still been divided. And the king of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael was Hosea ben Ela. This is very important. The Pasuk says that Chizkiyo was 25 years at the time that he became king. And Vayasa Yosha ben Hashem, he was a very good king. Kechol Asher Asa David, he was so great, he was as great as his grandfather David HaMelech. Who Heser Asa Bamas, that bin Avodah Zarah, at the time that Chizkiyo became king, he got rid of all the Bamas. Veshiber Asa Matzevois, Vechor Asa So Ashero, Vechitas Nechash Anechoshes Asha Asa Bimei Moshe, he got rid of all the Avodah Zarah. Vashem Elikei Yisrael, Botach, Vacharav, listen to this, Vayhoyo Kamoyu Bechol Malche Yehuda, Vasha Hoyu Lofan. He's the greatest king to ever be part of the Shalshalas of Malchus Beis David. Vayidbak b'Hashem, loysor me'acharo, vayishmar mitzvoyso v'ashetziva Hashem es Moshe, v'hoy Hashem imoy b'chol ha'sheyetze yaskol, vayimroid b'melech Ashur v'lo yavodai. But another very important move, and this was a political move, that Chizkiyo did was that at that time, the strongest nation in the Middle Eastern region was Ashur. That's the ancient land of Assyria. Assyria doesn't exist today. It was Ashur. Nineveh, by the way, of Sefer Yonathan, was the capital of Ashur. So this is Nineveh, Ashur, also known as Assyria. Assyria. Either way, say so here's the Melech Ashur was tormenting the Yidden. He was giving them a lot of tzaris. And the kingdom to the north was shtelling tzu to Melech Ashur to a certain degree. But Chizkiyo said, absolutely, my policy is we don't negotiate with terrorists. Vayimroit b'melech Ashur v'lo yavadei. Hu hikes aplishtim ad azav eskvulel mi migdal noitzrim ad ir mitzvah. And then the Pasuk says that it was in the fourth year of the reign of Chizkiyo, which was the seventh year when Hosea ben Ela became Melech Yisrael. Olo shalmaneser Melech Ashur al-shomrim v'yotzer al-shomrim. Manasseh, who was the king of Asher at the time, he went to the Shemrain, that was the capital of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Vayotzar Aleh, he laid siege. Vayil Kedua, and then he captured them. You may be familiar with this. Miktzei Sholei Shonim, took 3 years until he was able to capture them. Vayoga Melech Asher Es Yisrael, and he took them into exile. This is the exile of the 10 tribes. These are the Aseres HaShvatim. So this all happened when Hosea ben Ela was the king to the north, and Chizkiyo was the king to the south. He was the king of Malchus Yehuda. Vayanchem, and he took them Bachlach, Uvechover, Nahar Goizon, Ve'orei Mode. Why did they deserve it? Al Asher Lo Yishamu B'Kol Hashem, because they weren't behaving the way the Yidden were behaving to the south. Vayavru Es Prisoi, they were being Oved Avodah Zarah, and many terrible things were happening. So when did the 10 tribes, the Aseres HaShvatim, go into Golis? It all happened when Chizkiyo was Melech Yisrael. Fast forward several years later. Several years, like 10 years later. At that time, the king of Ashur is not Shalmaneser anymore. At that time, the king of Ashur is Sancheriv. And Sancheriv says that we did such a good job capturing the Jews in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Let's go after the Jews living in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, Ola Sancheriv Melech Ashur al kol ori Yehuda habitzurois vayispesein. And he had them. He had them. Chizkiyo realizes that they're in trouble. And he realizes that Asher wasn't happy with him, because right in the beginning of his malchus, he made it very clear. So his doctrine was that he's going to have nothing to do with Asher. Absolutely, he's not going to be machni himself to them, a non-negotiation policy. So now he was going to have to fend for himself. So quickly, Chizkiyo starts scrambling, and he tells Asher, you know, I feel really bad about what happened at the beginning. You know, it was a misunderstanding. Chatasi, I made a mistake. Shuv me'alai, do me a favor, leave, and I'll give you money. So he tells him, yeah, I want you to give me X amount of taxes. You pay me this amount of billions of dollars. We're going to walk away. Chizkiyo gives it to him, but he doesn't walk away. Now he doesn't walk away. Vayishlach melech Asher es Tartun. He sends three people after him. Tartun, Rav Soris and Rav Shake. And these people are told to go to Eretz Yisrael and basically give him an ultimatum. And I'm going to fast forward because the Navi goes through the exact exchange of how it played itself out. And finally, Vayamid Rav Shake, he's the Rishon Adabrim over here. Vayikra Bekoil Godol Yehudis. And he has his Ramkol. So all the Jews living in Yerushalayim should be able to hear this. Vayidaber Vayoymer Shimu Dvar HaMelech HaGodol Melech Asher. I've come with a message from the king. I want you to listen. Koyamar HaMelech. Al Yashi Lechem Chizkiyo. Don't let Chizkiyo convince you that somehow you're going to be able to defeat Melech Asher. Ki lo yuchal lahatzel eschem miyadoi. Chizkiyo, as great as a king he might be, there's no way he's going to be able to stand up against the army of Asher. Val yavtach eschem Chizkiyo l'Hashem leimor hatzel yatzelenu Hashem. Don't let him think or tell you that he's going to be able to somehow get Hashem to protect you. It's not going to happen. He says, look at what happened to your brethren in the north. They also davened to God, and that didn't work out very well. Now, the truth is, they were every day of a desire. We're going to see in the Gemara. But that's what he told them, Rav Shake. This is how he's intimidating them. He's scaring them. And basically, he says, here's the message. This is the punchline of my telegram that I have for you from Melech Ashur. Beit Koyamar Melech Ashur. Asu iti bracha. If you want, you can make peace with me. Utsu elai. Come out through the front door. I'll do for you exactly what I did for the Aseres HaShvatim. I'm going to move you to some other land. I'm going to set you up. Education. Everything is going to be perfect. It's going to be a land like the land you have now. Eretz Dogon V'Tirosh. Eretz Lechem Uchromim. Eretz Zeyes Yitzar Udvash. V'Chiu V'Loy Samusu. V'Al Tishmo Chizkiyo. Don't listen to what Chizkiyo tells you. Ki Yasis Eschem Leymar Hashem Yitz. Either way, word comes back to Chizkiyo, what Rav Shake is doing, the Jews start tumbling, maybe this is not such a bad idea. Chizkiyo heard about this, he tore his clothing, he sent his right-hand man, El Yochim, immediately he sends his people to Yeshaya. Yeshaya is the great Navi at the time, and he tells Yeshaya, tell exactly what's going on, what Rav Shake said, all the terrible tzaras. Vayomer lehem Yeshayo. Yeshayo sends a message back to Chizkiyo. Koy somer al adonechem. Koy amar Hashem. And it's a long answer that Yeshayo gives. Not going to go through it inside, but he basically tells him, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Chizkiyo, stand strong. You're going to see Hashem yilochim lochem. Everything is going to work. Hashem is going to fight for you. You have nothing to worry about. In the meantime, Rav Shake is getting prepared to fight his war. And he finds out that the king of Asher had just gone back. Where'd Sancheiriv go? So apparently he found that one of his allies was involved in a war. It was a little war. It was close by. Sancheiriv wasn't really afraid of the Jews because he knew he had them. Piderech HaTeva could have wiped them out in a second. So he knew it wasn't really such a big deal. So he says, you know what? In the meantime, while they deliberate, while they try to figure out whether they want to acquiesce or they want to fight, let me go fight this war. So Rav Shake sees that they're not there, but he comes back and he tells Chizkiyo, don't let that fool you. We're going to see later, this was a very important part of the story. Don't let that fool you. Everything is going to, we're still coming after you. And he gives him, in writing, exactly what he intends on doing to the Jews. Chizkiyo takes that sefer that was given to him by Rav Shake. Vayikrom, and he read it. Vayal Beis Hashem, and he went up to the Beis HaMikdash. Vayifreseu Chizkiyo lefnei Hashem, and he told Hashem, he gave it to Hashem. It's unbelievable. Drama. He says, look at what they're planning on doing. Vayispalu Chizkiyo lefnei Hashem, vayayimah. You may have heard some of these tefillahs. Hashem alekei Yisrael, yoyishev akruvim, atu alikim levadecho, luchom mam lecho Yisrael, atu sisis Hashemayim vesoores, hatei Hashem oznecho ushma, pkach Hashem einecho urei, ushma, and listen to Dibrei Sancheiriv, asher sholchei lechorev alikim vecho. And he davens and he cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, try to get us out of this mess. And now Chizkiyo gets another knock on the door. A message from Yeshaya. Koyamar Hashem Alekei Yisrael. I have a shlichus from Yeshaya Novi. He just communicated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, I want you to know that Asher Espalalte Elayel Sancheirev, because of the tefillos that you just davened to me about Sancheirev, Shamati, I listen. Zeh Adov Asher Dibra Hashem, everything is going to be fine. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. And then at the very end, I'll just read you the last part of what Yeshaya tells him. Koyamar Hashem Ala Melech Ashur, Lo Yovei Elir Azois. Melech Ashur Sancheirev will not be able to touch Eretz Yisrael. V'lo Yoyre Shem Chetz. Not even one arrow is going to be be thrown. You're not going to need even one shield to protect you. Everything is going to work out. Everything is going to be fine. But how's it going to be fine? Sanherib's army greatly outnumbered the Jews. He was able to defeat the 10 Shvatim. He certainly has Chizkiyo. And by the way, what was this Chatzia Laila? Was the Leil Seder? And this is one of the miracles we mentioned in the Piyut at the end of the Seder that took place. It's the miracle that's about to take place. There were 185,000 troops that were stationed right outside the walls of Yerushalayim. They're about to attack the inn. They're going to wipe them out. The Gemara is going to say they were so outnumbered, the Jews, it wasn't even close. But a malach came and he killed them. They wake up in the morning and all 185,000 of them are dead. Sancheriv sees what happened. Now he's the underdog. He's greatly outnumbered. He quickly leaves the scene as fast as he can. He returns to Nineveh and everything is fine. That's the story. That is the miracle of Sancheriv and Chizkiyahu. So the context of Sancheriv and Chizkiyahu is it was right after Melech Asher had successfully taken the 10 Shvatim in Eretz. It was a different Melech. It was Shalmaneser. But Asher had just, it was 10 years earlier, had just taken the 10 Shvatim in Eretz. Now they want to come after the next part of Eretz. Right? You always ask yourself, why were the 10 tribes taken in Tagalos? How come not Yehuda ben Yamin? They tried to. That's the story of Sancheriv. Sancheriv came. He tried exiling those nations as well. He had them. Al pi derech hateva, it should have happened. But Chizkiyahu davens Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and vayehi b'chatzi alaylos b'leil shimurim, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu performs this unbelievable miracle where 125,000 people are all killed in one night. Zog de Gemara. L'marba ha-misra u'l'shalem enki. That's important to note that this story appears many times in Nach. So you have it in Malachim Beis. We just went through Perek Yud Ches and Pasuk Yates. You have it in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Vav, Perek Lamed Zayin. But there's also a lot of psukim in Yeshaya that talk about Chizkiyahu and specifically Asher and this upset, this incredible victory that the Yidden had over Sancheriv. One of those psukim is L'marba ha-misra u'l'shalem in crates. So the marba, someone that is marba, to him who increases has misra, he will have authority. Usually if you have a mem in the middle of the word, so it's pasuach, it's open. And here you have an endemem, right? Look at the word lamarba. Lamid endemem, reish beis. Hey, you'd get a frask if you did that in Shiva. The endemem is supposed to be at the end of the word, not supposed to be in the middle of the word. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasses Chizkiyahu Mashiach. You know what the Rambam says? Yishai Hanavi was saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach. V'sancheriv goygu magog. And sancheriv, that would have been goygu magog. We wouldn't have needed a holocaust. We wouldn't have needed all these things. That could have been it. Could have been it right there. Amram Midas Adin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem was ready. But the Midas Adin that has a vote in Shemayim got up and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, listen to this Gemara. I'm going to talk a lot about this tomorrow. Uma David Melech Yisrael, Sha'amar Kama Shiris V'Sishbachas Lefanecha L'Yasisa Mashiach. David HaMelech, who composed Sefer Tehillim, who said so many Shiris V'Sishbachas to you, he didn't become Mashiach. Chizkiyo, Sha'asisa Le Kol HaNisim Alolo, who you performed such unbelievable miracles. How is it possible that Chizkiyahu didn't say Shira? Midas Adin said, what's going on? We should have had Oz Yosher Chizkiyahu, V'chol B'nei Yisrael, Sashira Azayis Lema. That's what they should have said, and they didn't say it. They just witnessed such an unbelievable miracle. Taseu Mashiach? Should he be Mashiach? L'kach Nestate. Kadosh Baruch was quiet. He couldn't say anything. And it was for that reason that Chizkiyahu could not become Mashiach. This could have been it. That would have been it. Chizkiyahu would have been Mashiach. Sancheriv and Asher would have been Goygu Magog, but the Yidden didn't sing Shira. They didn't properly appreciate what happened. Chizkiyahu is going to have an answer. We'll see that tomorrow. Miad Paschar, it's Farmer the Fun of Ribbono Shel Olam. Ani Ameris Lefanecha Shira Tachas Adik. So the Oretz, here's what's going on. And here's that Mashiach is ready to come. The problem is, he didn't say Shira. So the Oretz said, I'll say Shira. You know what? Let me come, and in lieu of Chizkiyahu saying Shira, let me be the one to say Shira. Just make him Mashiach. Paschav Amra Shira Lefanov. So the Aretz said Shira. She never miknafa Aretz Mira Shemanu Tzvila Tzadik. Amra Sara Olam Lefanov. Ribayna Shalaylam. Tzivyoyna Yasei Latzadik Azed. Just make him Mashiach. Yotza Baskova Amra. Rozi Li, Rozi Li. It is my secret. It is my secret. He can't be Mashiach. Amra Navi. The Navi said Oili, Oili Ad Masai. So in the context of Mashiach, when he's going to come. So the Navi says, when is... It's terrible. The tzaras are so terrible. When is Mashiach finally going to come? Yatsa Basko v'amra boigdim bagadu ubeged boigdim bagadu. So you have to read this from the art scroll. Treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. They have indeed dealt very treacherously. Say it 10 times backwards. But either way, right? A lot of point is a lot of bad things have to happen before Mashiach comes. For Amar Rava, Vitem Rabbi Yitzchak, Ada Asu Boizoize, Uvoizoize de Vozoize. Masa Dume Elai, Koyreme Seir, Shoimer Mami Lailo, Shoimer Mami Lailo. This is another Navu of Yeshaya. Pashat, it's talking about Duma as in the nation of Duma. But I'm Rabbi Yechon, and said, there's a Malach, he's in charge of the Ruchais, and his name is Duma. Where do you have that? Duma is a Malach. He's Mamuna on the Ruchais. And Skabs call the Ruchais, so all the Ruchais came to Duma. They said, Shemir Mami Laila, Shemir Mami Lel. How long are we going to have Tzoris? Mami Laila, Mami Lel. How long are the Yidden going to have to live in darkness? It's so terrible. Omar, he said, Asa, Shemir, Asa, Boiker, Vegam Laila. It's going to come. Eventually, it's going to come. It's going to take time. However, in Tevoyun Ba'oyu, if you want it that badly, and you daven, and you do tshuva, Shuvu, Esav, then you could do tshuva, and then the Mashiach can come a little bit earlier. By the way, where does that come up in the first parak of Masechtas Bava Kamma? Mavaze Adam, this word. In Tevoyun Ba'oyu. Tanu Mishum Rav Pepayez. Kanayu L'Chizkiyo V'siyata Shalayam Rashira. It was really a bad thing that Chizkiyo didn't say Shira. Ad Shepascha V'Aretz, until it needed the Aretz to sing Shira for it. Shenema Miknaf Aretz Mir Shemanu Tzvi L'Tzadik. Ki Yoytza B'davar Atayim. Says the Gemara. There's another time you find where the Jews made a mistake by not saying Shira, where really they should have said Shira. And where was that? Vayomer Yisroi. Baruch Hashem Asher Hutzel Es. Right in the beginning of Sefer Yisroi. Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu Shver. He hears about all the wonderful miracles that Hashem made. And what does he say? Baruch Hashem. He says, Baruch Hashem. Panam Mishum Rapa Payez. Gnai Hula Moshe was a Gnai to Moshe. Veshishim Ribay Shloyam Rosh Baruch. And the 600,000 Yidden didn't say Baruch. Ad Shabbat Yisroi Vamur Baruch Hashem. They needed Yisroi to say Baruch Hashem. The Yidden couldn't say Baruch Hashem. Why did the Yidden say Baruch Hashem? What's the obvious kasha? They say Shira. As Yashu and Moshe. So they didn't say Baruch Hashem, so we'll get to it eventually. Vayichad Yisroi, on the topic of Yisroi, Rabbi Shmuel's Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel. Rav, I'm a Rav, said, Shehev Cherev Chadal. So what does it mean, Vayichad Yisroi? It means he took a sharp knife and he pierced himself, meaning he gave himself bris milah. The Shmuel, man, Shmuel, had he given himself bris milah? He was in the midbar. There was no ruach tzvaynis. The Yidden couldn't do bris milah. Had Yisrael do bris milah. The Shmuel, man, Shanasa chidudim chidudim kol besari. Now what it means is he got goosebumps. Why did he get goosebumps? Rashi says because of the terrible pain that he had for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to the Mitzrim. Alma. Shoyo Mitzar Ma'oid al Mapolas Mitzrayim. Oh my Rav. Rav said, Hainu Damri Inchi Giyoiro, a ger, at Asore Dori Leitavazar Ma'oid Kameh. So let's say you have a ger who's from Aram. Don't embarrass someone that's from Aram unless he's already 10 generations removed. Because even though he was Megayer, he didn't, it's not so easy to get by your past. Another pasuk in the context of Chizkiyo. May be mashmanov rozoin. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yovei Chizkiyo sheyesh lo yishmoy neshemois v'yipara misancheiru sheyesh lo yishmoy neshemois. So part of the secret of Chizkiyo's success over Sancheiru was he had eight names. So he was able to defeat Sancheiru, who also had eight names. Says the Gemara, what were Chizkiyo's eight names? And surprisingly, Chizkiyo won't be one of the eight names. Chizkiyo, Dechsev, Kiyelad Yuladanu Ben Nitanon, Vatiya Misrael Shechmoy, referring to Chizkiyo. Who's this? Vayikra Shmoy Pela Yoyetz, that's two. Kael Gibor, that's four. Aviyad is six. Sar Shulim, that's eight. Fake the Gemara, Vayikra Chizkiyo. What happened to Chizkiyo? You have eight names and not Chizkiyo? No, really his name wasn't Chizkiyo. He was just called Chizkiyo. The reason he was called Chizkiyo is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a lot of strength. Dover Achar, Chizkiyo shechizek es Yisrael la'aviyam shebashamayim. He was able to be mechazek. He gave chizek Klal Yisrael. And that's why he was called Chizkiyo. Sancheiriv. How do you know Sancheiriv had eight names? Tiglas Peleser, two. Pilneser, three. These are clearly not Jewish names. Shalmaneser is four. Pul is five. Sargon is six. Esnapa Rabbi Yakira, that's nine. Fate the Gemara. Va'ika.
Sancheiriv. What happened to Sancheiriv? Shesichaseiriv. The reason he was called Sancheiriv, again, that was like a nickname that he had. His name really wasn't, his birth certificate didn't say Sancheiriv. The reason they called him Sancheiriv was because when he used to speak, Sichase was riv, fighting. Another reason is because when he used to speak, he spoke with a lot of chutzpah, and that's what Sancheiriv means. Om Rabbi Yechon said, means the great snapper. The great and venerated. The reason is because he, when he was telling the Yidden to listen to him, he sends Rav Shuke, right? He sends a shliach, and he says, come join me, everything will be fine. So he could have said that, yeah, you're living in Eretz Yisrael, horrible land, the weather, there's no oil, right? I mean, he could have said things like, no, to the contrary, he gave a tremendous amount of COVID to Eretz Yisrael. Listen, I understand you live in a great land, but I'll put you in a land that's equally as great. But he gave some COVID to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he merits to be called a snapper rab of Yakira. The great and venerated. Rav Shmuel the Gemara says, Chadam HaMelech B'keachaya, V'chadam HaMelech Tipeshaya. You have the same achlik as Rav Shmuel, by the way, regarding Achashverosh, whether it was a Melech Pikeach or it was a Melech Tipesh. Madam HaMelech B'keachaya. Why was he a Melech B'keach? Because he immediately Adifa Me'areichu, if Chizkio would have said that, make America great again. Yamirlo, Adifo Me'areichu, Amru, they would say, come to Shakra, said you're lying. It's not possible. How could you be a land better than Eretz Yisrael? It was a melech pikeach that he said that the land is only as great as this land and it's not better. So man dam a melech tipeshaya, because imkein my revuse. He was a tipesh. What are you telling me? I'm going to take, so move your whole family. Why? Because I'll take it to the other side of the world, and when you finally settle down in about 5 years, everything's going to be exactly the way it is. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So to Gemara, Lehechon, Agli Lahu. Whoa. So now we're going back to the Aseres HaShvatim. They were taken into Golos. And why they mentioned here? Because that's the context of Chizkiyo and Sancheiriv, as we come up on the 1 hour mark of this morning's shir. So Lehechon Agli Lahu. Marzutra Amar Leafriki. Marzutra says he took them to Africa. Rav Chanina Amar Lahori Slug, to the mountains of Slug. So you want to know where the Aseres HaShvatim are, right? It's been the topic of a lot of people's fascination over the years. This is the Makar. This is where it starts. Ground zero is Sanhedrin, Tzadik Dalet, Amar Aleph. Avi Yisrael, Zok de Gemara, Sipra, Begnusa, Shal Eretz Yisrael. So even though Sancheiriv spoke somewhat positively about Eretz Yisrael, but the Yidden themselves, the Aseres HaShvatim, who were taken into exile, they spoke in a derogatory way about Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu Shoish. So they leave Eretz Yisrael and they come to the land of Shoish. Amru, they said, Shav Yokiyarin. That's why it's called Shoish. So this land is just as chashuv as our land. Kimatu Omen, when they came to the world Omen, they... the land of Omen, they said, Ka'omen, this is like our world. Kimatu Shoish Trey, this is the punchline. Amru, they said, Al Chai Trey, this is two times as good as our land. So Sancheiriv acknowledged that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. That is nothing like Eretz Yisrael. But the Yidden, they themselves didn't acknowledge it. V'tzachas kevoida yekad yukoid ki yukoid eish. So this is one of Yeshaya's nevuas, Yeshaya Perek Yud, where he's talking about the Syrian army, Ashur, that they're going to be defeated. So what does it mean? V'tachas kevoida, they're going to be burnt. Yekad yukoid ki yukoid eish means they're going to be burnt. But they're going to be burnt tachas kevoida. What does tachas kevoida mean? Amar b'yechanon, tachas kevoida. V'loi kevoida, mamish? Rabbi Yechon used to call his frack, he used to call his clothing, his covet, there's a man covet. So that was his covet. That's what the tachas kvoide means, that the body's burnt, but the clothing didn't burn. Rabbi Loza Omar, tachas kvoide mamish. That means something else, kisreifas bnei yaharetz. We had this when we learned the halachas of sreif and perek arba misa. It's malal and sreif is neshama of the guf kain. Just like over there, it was only the neshama of Nadav Aviu that were burnt, but the guf was kain. Afkan sreif as neshama the guf kain. Tanu b'shmei Rabbi Shua ben Karach parish acherif ba'atzmai nifra kodesh baruch hu mimena ba'atzmai. Paroi, who when he was mecharif from a gadol kodesh baruch hu, he did it by himself. He didn't send a messenger. He didn't send rav shakei. He didn't send the shliach. Right? We don't know about Paroi's right hand man. He did it by himself. So Mida Kenegan Mida, Hashem punished him ba'atzmai. Whereas Sancheiriv, who was mecharef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayidei Shliach, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Men Ayidei Shliach. How do you know? The Paroi said, "Be mi Hashem Asher Eshma V'Kayle." He said himself, "Who's Hashem that I should listen to him?" Didn't send a shliach to say that. Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menu Ba'atzmai. Dichziv Ayinar Hashem Es Mitzrayim B'Toy Chayom. Hashem himself was the one that oversaw Kriyas Yam. Kriyas Yamsuf, which eventually was the downfall of the Mitzrayim. Uksiv Dorachta by Yamsu Secha. Shem is doing this. Sancheiruv the Siv Biyad Malachecha Chirafta Shem. He did it all yidei. His right hand man, Nifra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ben Oidei Shliach. Dechsiv Ayetze Malach Hashem. Hashem wasn't the one that did it. It was not Ani V'loi Malach. It was Malach V'loi Ani. Dechsiv Ayetze Malach Hashem Vayach Pamachene Ashur Meir Shemayin V'chamish. All of the 185,000 people that were killed. Rokhinir Bapapa Rami. There's two places in Nach, we mentioned, it's almost verbatim. You have Melachim Beis, Yutches, Yutes, and you have Yeshaya, Lamed Vav, and Lamed Zayin. So in Melachim, when Sancheiriv is talking a big game, and he's talking Kneged Hashem, so he says, Meroim Kitzay, Hashem who sits very high up. And then in Yeshaya, he says, Meloim Kitzay, which is, Meloim is like a hotel. He's down here. Amar Isser Rosh, Betchila Achriv Dira Shalmata. He said, first I'm going to kill the Meloim, Dira Shalmata. Ta'achakach Achriv Dira Shalmaylo. Amar Bishul Ben Levi, Ma'idach Sivat Namuladi Hashem Alisei Al Amokim Azel Vashchisoy. Hashem Omar Eilai, Alei Hala Oretz Hazois Vashchisoy. Ma'idhi. So Sancheiriv seemed to have thought that Hashem came to him and told him that I want you to go and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. I want you to defeat Chizkiyo. As if he had some higher calling. Ma'ihi, it's not a pasuk in Navi anywhere. Hashem, we're not aware of where he comes to Sancheiriv and tells him to do this. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what is Cheshbon. So Shomel Navi the Kamar, he heard what the Navi said. Yan ki ma'asa amazeh esmeya shiloyach ha'holchen la'at umesois esritzin uven remalyo. So if you're not sure what this means, Dami Rom or neither sure. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Umoli targuma dahai kro, lay have yadana my comma. Were it not for Targum Yonison on this pasuk, nobody would know what the pasuk means. It means as follows. This is what the Targum says. Chalaf de kotz amma hodein be malchus at the base David. De medaber lohoin bin yoch kemeshi loicho de nagden bin yoch. The Israeliu beritzin uvar remalyo. The pasuk says that the Yidin preferred the kingdom of Ritzin, who was one of the kings of Assyria, and of Bar Remalyo, that's referring to Pekach ben Remalyo, who was one of the bad kings of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, over the kingdom of David HaMelech. And it's because of that, they're going to be punished. So Sancheiriv hears what the Navi said, and he realizes that there's an opportune time to go after the Yidden. Why? Because of the Averis of the Yidden going after the Avodah Zarah that took place, and even though this is the Yidden in the south, but I guess a lot of them really wanted what was going on in the north. They preferred the anarchy that took place in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. But the bottom line is that Chizkiyo was never told by Hashem, Sancheiriv was never told by Hashem that there's an opportune time, I want you to go fight the Yidden. But at the same time, he realized from that Nevuah that maybe there was an opportune time. Amr Rav Yechon, Ma'idach Siv, Me'iris Hashem Beveis Rosho, Unevei Tzadikim Yivarch. Me'iris Hashem Beveis Rosho, Zeh Pekach Ben Remalyo. So you mentioned Pekach Remalyo, let's tell you a little bit about who he is. Shaya Oichel Arbon Sa Goizalos, he would eat 40 Sa of Goizalos, of wings, Bekinu Achsuda, but that was only for dessert. Unevei Tzadikim Yivarech, Zeh Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Shaya Oichel Litra Yarok Basuda. He would eat a litra of vegetables, and that was his entire meal. L'chein hinei Hashem, ma'alaleim esmei ha'nohar, ha'atsumim v'arabim esmelech Ashur. V'ksiv v'cholaf b'Yehuda, shotaf v'avar ad savar yagia. Bottom line is that Sancheiriv hears these nevuahs that talk about the downfall of Eretz Yisrael. So he figures, this is what I'm supposed to do. So fake the Gemara, Elamai Taimai Anish. If that's the case, why was he punished? And this is the Ramban's kasha that he brings from the Rambam and the Meicher. Why was Pari punished for punishing the Yidin in Mitzrayim? Wasn't that the Brisbane Absarim? Similar kasha. So the Gemara, Novi Aseres Hashvatin is Navi. The Nevuah was for the Aseres Hashvatin. That's true. And that Shalmaneser was successful in. Iu Yov Daiti Al Kula Yerushalayim. But he wanted the whole Yerushalayim. Bon Novi Vamale. The Novi told him, Kiloi Muaf La Hashem Mutzaklo. What does that mean? Omer Belozber Brachio. Ein Nimzer Am Oyev Batoyre Biad Me Ametzaklo. He says, you think you're going to go after Klal Yisrael that learns Torah? No way. An Am that's tired from learning Torah is going to lose to these Rishoyim. Maiko Esa Rishon Hekel Arza Zvulim Va'arza. Naftoli Va'achrin Hichbeder Chayom. Ever Hayardin Galil Hagoyim. What does that pasuk mean? Like Rishonim Shekelim Alei Meilat Torah. It's in the same vein of what we're talking about. The pasuk is comparing and contrasting the two Shvatim that lived in Chizkiyo's part of Eretz Yisrael and the 10 Shvatim that lived in Hoshea ben Ela's part of Eretz Yisrael. How so? The Rishonim they lightened themselves from the oil ha'toira. Aval achroinim shechbidu aleim al ha'toira. Uruyin alalu lasas lamnes ko'ivri ayom u'kidorche ayarde and chozer by mutav. If Chizkiyo or Sancheriv turns around, it's all good. Then he's going to see what's going to happen. So we'll stop here. But just one final ha'ara, and that is, so you have a Gemara in Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Yisrael came, and Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem. Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem. And the Gemara says it was a big taina on the Yidden. Yidden looked very bad right then. Because the Yidden were the ones who experienced all these miracles, and they never said Baruch Hashem. And yet, Kumtzegein Yisroi, and Yisroi says, Baruch Hashem, G'nayhu l'moysha v'shishem ribay shalai amru baruch atsheba Yisroi. And the question begs itself. It's true. Maybe they never uttered the words Baruch Hashem, but you can't tell me that Yidden didn't sing Shira. The Yidden sang Oz Yashem Moshu v'nei Yisrael Sashira Azaz. So I saw in the Ksav Sofer, he says a Dover Nifla. He says something so beautiful. And something we spoke about yesterday from the Kotzker Rebbe. And he says, that is, when Yisroi heard about what happened to the Yidden, was he happy? It's Machlokes in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel. One man Nama says he wasn't happy. Nasa, he said gestocht. Why did Shtachin? Because he was once a very important person in Pirate's ministry. He was very disappointed about what happened. He was very, very, this was bad news to Yisrael. But at the same time, what did he do? He said, Baruch Hashem. But up until that point, the only time the Yidden had ever sang Shira was when it was good. When life was knacky. You wake up in the morning, your life is perfect. Do gezint, do parnusis, do nachas. Everything. Oh, Oz Yashem Moshe, we just witnessed Kriyas Yamsuf. Who wouldn't sing Shira after seeing Kriyas Yamsuf? But you know what Yisrael taught the Jews? Yisrael taught the Yid how to say Baruch Hashem. You know when you say Baruch, you meet a Yid, what does he tell you? He says, Baruch Hashem. Whether it is good or it's not good, whether he just witnessed Kriyas Yamsuf or he just witnessed Kashim Zaynais of Shaladam Kriyas Yamsuf. Doesn't matter. Yid says Baruch Hashem. And that we learned from Yisrael. Yisrael wasn't easy. He wasn't happy by what he heard. But he still said Baruch Hashem.